Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So nice to be here with you all. And I can see how wonderfully your activities are taking shape. Second largest Rath Jatra outside of India. Largest Diwali out of India. And why not? Actually, Leicester is such a wonderful field. I used to come to Leicester in the mid-80s. And at that time only with Jagat Purush Prabhu, who was the president of Leicester Temple, we used to plan that we must do something wonderful in Leicester. Because you see, the field is so fertile. Like you go down the main street in the afternoon, you don't feel like you're in England. And so it's wonderful that you all are coming forward. Can you all hear me?
Not
Sandipan, can you hear me?
It's a little quiet.
Huh?
I can hear you, but it's a little quiet.
Okay. Actually, my throat is not in a proper shape. So I can't speak very loud. So please, you have the speaker here?
Yes.
Why you have the speaker here? Maybe the how far does the cable go?
It's I don't know.
If we just move the speaker.
Take it as far as you can. Yeah, Niladri is the sound expert. Niladri? Yeah, it sounds better now. Lila Purushottam? Great. Wonderful. So you can hear better now, Sandipan? Okay. So it's very enlivening to see that you all are taking to Krishna consciousness. Is it exciting?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it benefiting?
Yes.
Yes.
No? Is it rewarding?
Yes.
Wonderful. So it is, that's what it is. Like Krishna consciousness, what does it do? Krishna consciousness, right at the beginning, as soon as you accept Krishna consciousness, right at the beginning, it destroys all your sufferings. And it brings all auspiciousness. Did you all experience that?
Yes.
How many of you do? Just raise your hands. Did your distresses disappear? Huh? Or I mean, if you accept the process properly, it will. You know why? Because as soon as you take to Krishna consciousness, you realize that you are not your body. You are a spirit soul. And all the sufferings are in relation to the body. So you are not the body, all the sufferings are related to the body. So the sufferings, do the sufferings affect you? No. That's one consideration. The other consideration is, Krishna begins to take care of you. As soon as you surrender to Krishna, Krishna takes care of you. And it's something like, just consider a very rich man's son became mad, left home. What will be his condition like? A rich man's son all of a sudden became mad and he ran out. I mean, he just got lost. Does a madman know where who he is, where his residence is, who his father is? No. So what will be his condition like at that time? His life will be so full of distresses. Just to get a little food, he'll have to beg, he'll have to undergo so many difficulties and humiliation. Do you see mad people in the streets of UK once in a while? And now, if that the person is taken back to his father by his well-wisher, what will happen to him? Now, will he have to struggle for some food? Will he have to struggle for his maintenance? No. Rather, he'll have everything in abundance. And not only he goes back to his father, but his madness is cured just by going back to his father. Now, Krishna consciousness is exactly like that. Who is our actual father? Krishna. Do you believe that? Do you believe in Krishna? Okay. So who is Krishna? Well, in all in Indonesian. Okay, how many of you believe that? Raise both hands, both your hands. Say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So that is the meaning of believing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. We appreciate Krishna, we recognize Krishna by glorifying Him. And this is the best, this is the most wonderful way of glorifying Him. By saying, by praying to Him, O all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead, please deliver me from my miserable suffering condition and engage me or allow me to be engaged in your loving devotional service. Just by chanting, just by accepting Krishna, we go back to Krishna. Krishna takes care of us in all respects. Actually, Krishna is taking care of us in all respects, even though we may not have surrendered. Even though when you don't surrender, Krishna takes care of us. Just consider all the food that you are eating, who is supplying that? Krishna. All the water that you are drinking, who made this arrangement? For the water to be evaporated in the ocean, from the ocean, carried to different parts of the planet in the form of the clouds, and then making the cloud condense and come down in the form of rain. So perfect process of, a massive process of distillation. The salt water from the ocean is distilled and delivered all over. Isn't it? If there is no rain, will you get any water? No. So Krishna is supplying. Who is providing for all the oxygen that you are breathing? We are breathing oxygen, we are inhaling oxygen and giving out
carbon
dioxide. Now if the process continued, then the whole atmosphere would have been filled with carbon dioxide, isn't it, at some point in time? Has it happened? Ever? Why not? Because we are giving out carbon dioxide and trees and plants are taking carbon dioxide and giving out oxygen. Who made this arrangement? And as a result of that, there is no dearth of oxygen for us and carbon dioxide for the trees and plants. So in this way, even though we do not surrender to Krishna, still Krishna takes care of us. Now can you imagine when we surrender to Him, when we come under His custody, what He'll do? do for us. So that is what we have to understand. This is how we recognize Krishna's causeless mercy. And when you recognize that, then what happens? All our sufferings disappear. And all auspiciousness prevail. How will you feel when there you know that there is somebody who is taking care of you? If you have any difficulty, he is there, he'll take care of you. How will you feel?
Sure.
Okay, just let us make a condition. Who is the richest man in England? Anyway, Bill Gates. Everybody knows Bill Gates, right? He's the richest man, I mean one of the richest men, everybody knows him, right? Now, if Bill Gates tells you that from now on, whatever difficulties you have, whatever you need is, I will take care of. How you feel? And he not only tells you, he demonstrates you by sending you a $5 billion worth of checks. How do you feel? Now, if you feel such relief out of the support of an insignificant human being, can you imagine what it means to come under Krishna's care, surrender unto him and offer yourself to him? And is it that Krishna is unreal? Is it that Krishna is an imaginary character, or Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So that is the most important concept. That's the most important thing to recognize and accept. Is Krishna imaginary character or Krishna is real? That is the first thing that we have to actually deal with. Often we do. I mean, the reality is, although we have accepted Krishna consciousness, although we are reading Prabhupada's books, although from morning till night we are hearing how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still at the back of our mind, this works. Is it really real? So that is the thing that we have to overcome. Krishna is real. And that is what we have to meditate upon. That how Krishna is real. And that's why we have to recognize that beyond this material nature there is a spiritual reality. This material nature is not everything. This perceivable reality is not the only reality. Beyond this perceivable reality there is another reality, the spiritual reality. Unfortunately, we are not able to perceive it because it's beyond our sense perception. So that is the most important hurdle that we have to cross. Krishna is real. And what's the difficulty in understanding that? We can see that some bodies are living and they're functioning in such a wonderful way. Like a living body, how does it function? Doesn't it function in an amazing way? Why? Because of the presence of the soul. Where does the soul come from? The soul, of course, is not a product of this material nature. The soul comes from the spiritual sky. In this way, we can establish that beyond this material nature, there is another reality. And that is the real reality. This is a perverted reality. This is a reflected reality. It's real, but it's a reflection. As a reflection, it is real. But that is the real reality. And this nature is a reflection of that reality. And in that reality, Krishna is the center. Krishna is the supreme controller. Krishna is the object of everyone's attention. Everyone's consciousness there is just projected onto Krishna. They can't think of anything else. They are completely obsessed with Krishna, completely focused onto Krishna. So this is the benefit of accepting Krishna consciousness. Kleshagni Shubhala. It has been described that just as a seed, when it sprouts into a seedling, what is the first thing that happens? Two leaves come out, the seed comes, and then it develops into two leaves, two primary leaves. So similarly, when the seed of devotional service is planted in our hearts and it sprouts into a seedling, then these two leaves come out. And what are those two leaves of that? Bhakti Lata, the devotional creeper, the total cessation of suffering, Kleshagni, and the other one is Shubhada, the giver of all auspiciousness. The sufferings disappear and all auspiciousness appear. So that is just the beginning. Take to Krishna consciousness, cultivate it properly, plant the seed of Krishna consciousness in your heart, allow it to sprout into a seedling. When it develops into a seedling, what will happen? The two leaves will appear. And all your suffering condition will disappear and all auspiciousness will prevail. Therefore, it's important that you all recognize this fact, accept it with all sincerity, and then distribute it to others. That is our mission. Just accepting it and benefiting ourselves from that is not our actual goal. Our actual goal is to distribute it. And please make it a point that mission is accomplished. It's nice you all are gathering together as Pandavasenas, you're having a jamming. But always remember the ultimate objective of your involvement in this is to distribute Krishna. Srila Prabhupada demonstrated it so wonderfully. At the age of 70, he left India, went to America in total uncertainty. And he started to... Why did he go there? He went there just to distribute Krishna consciousness. He didn't have any other objective. Prabhupada didn't go to America to get anything from there. Prabhupada used to very boldly declare, I haven't come here to take anything from you. I have come here to give you something that you don't have. So that should be our attitude. Wherever we are, we just try to give them something. Because this is going to create the ultimate good fortune for the living entity. So please take up this mission very carefully, very sincerely. When you are young, you have a natural tendency to enjoy. Yes. You don't have to give up your enjoyment, but enjoy in Krishna consciousness. This is the real enjoyment. Like enjoy. Like what is actually enjoyment? So quenching a thirst is enjoyment. You're very thirsty. What do you need at that time? When you're dying of thirst, what do you need?
Water.
And when you get water, water quenches your thirst. So similarly, we are actually thirsty of enjoyment, real enjoyment. But where you're trying to find that enjoyment, we are looking for water, but where? Running after a mirage. Now, running after a mirage, can you ever quench your thirst? Similarly, in this material nature, running after the so-called enjoyment will never be able to satisfy our heart. But when you go to the real water and we get the water and drink it, then immediately our thirst is quenched. So the real enjoyment is in Krishna consciousness. Material enjoyment is a kind of illusory concept of enjoyment through sense gratification. Through our senses we try to enjoy. But does it ever give us the ultimate satisfaction? It doesn't. It may give us some momentary pleasure, but that's momentary, that's short-lasting, that's not real. The real enjoyment is everlasting. So that everlasting, eternal enjoyment is experienced just by developing a loving relationship with Krishna. So go towards the real water. Don't run after a mirage. And those who are running after the mirage, just remind them that, look, you're running after a mirage. You'll never be able to quench your thirst. Come with us. I'll take you to the oasis. And that is the meaning of preaching. Reminding people that the real that enjoyment that you are hankering for, you'll never get out of your sense gratification. The real enjoyment is here. Come with us. I'll show you. We are enjoying. And we'll give you the taste of that enjoyment. Like a traveler who lost his way in the middle of a desert. He's dying of thirst. And he is running after the mirage. The more he runs after the mirage, the more the mirage runs away from him. Can he ever quench his thirst running after a mirage? No. But then somebody comes and tells him that, look, that's a mirage that you are running after. Come with me. I'll take you to the oasis. And not only that, he gives us the information about the oasis, but he pulls out a bottle of water and gives it to us. Says, drink it, quench your thirst now, and I'll take you to that. Then only he becomes convinced. So similarly, by coming in Krishna consciousness, those who give us the message of Krishna consciousness, they also provide us with that initial satisfaction that we never had experienced before. And that's how we become convinced and commit ourselves to it. And who is that person who gives that information to the wayward traveler?
Preacher.
The preacher. Do you know where the oasis is? How many of you know where the oasis is, where the real reservoir of water is? Raise your hand. Only so few. Come on, think about it. Do you know where the oasis is? I want to see the show of hands. Those who are feeling shy, even they should raise their hands. Where the oasis is, where our thirst will be completely quenched. Krishna's lotus feet. By developing our relationship with Krishna, we will become completely satisfied. So please accept the process with all sincerity, practice it, and then when you have cultivated it sufficiently, distribute it. You can give only when you have it, right? So collect it yourself and then give it. And that is the business of a Pandavasena. Thank you all very much. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. Does anybody have any questions?
Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, you mentioned about the Maharaj and saying that there's momentarily pleasures there. Two things my mind sometimes come up with this is the mirage, it means it's not real, but the sense pleasures seem like they're actually real. And the other thing is, even if it's momentarily pleasure, if you kept seeking that, wouldn't you always keep being in momentarily pleasure there?
Mm. Yeah, the momentary pleasure is something like, you see, you're in the middle of a desert and there's no sign of water anywhere. Then all of a sudden you see the mirage and you feel, oh, there is the water. I mean, you get such hope that I will get the pleasure now. I'll get the water now. Right? So that is the momentary pleasure. It's not real pleasure. It's just that impression that, oh, the mirage, the water is there. I'll get it. That is the pleasure. Or rather, that's the momentary pleasure that I was talking about. Sense gratification is giving us the promise of enjoyment. Doesn't give real enjoyment. Rather, instead of enjoyment, it gives suffering. Hare Krishna. Okay. No other question?
Haribol Maharaj, I'm quite new to Pandava Sena and ISKCON have been started coming to.
That's
the,
where you should have many questions.
I've got plenty of questions, but one of them, I feel like I've got a lot of enthusiasm towards ISKCON and Pandava Sena ever since coming to the youth programs. What is the best way to actually channel that enthusiasm, like towards Krishna service and towards Pandava Sena? Because I feel like I've got a lot of energy, but sometimes it's not used positively.
Follow Pradyumna Prabhu. Yeah, I mean, I'm serious about it. Because, you see, the energy that you have and enthusiasm that you have must be channelized properly.
Yeah.
And how does it get channelized? You won't be able to channelize it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody to channelize it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you know, you need a leader. You need a guide.
Mm-hmm.
You need a captain.
Mm-hmm.
You need a general.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So that's what I was saying. Pradyumna, please. I mean, I'm sure you're guiding them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way to do that. Right? And that's another thing. Like, you see, in Krishna consciousness, you will notice the initial stage of Krishna consciousness is very exciting. But then, gradually, the excitement may subside. And that is what we have to be very careful about. Shouldn't allow our enthusiasm to subside. We must carry on with full enthusiasm and expectation.
Okay.
That in one hand we should have enthusiasm, and at the same time we should be completely convinced that if I follow this process, I will achieve what has been promised. So it's very nice that you are feeling that enthusiasm.
Sure.
So now channelize it in a proper way.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Pradyumna Prabhu is very capable of guiding you. You all in a very nice way. As I was mentioning, I mean, he is actually the founder of the Pandava Sena. Although he's taking a back seat nowadays. Thank you. What's your name?
Sanjay.
Sanjay. Very good. What do you do, Sanjay?
I'm training to be a fraud investigator. for a bank.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I don't know how enthusiastic you are about that.
It pays the bills.
Any other question? Maybe the last question, if anybody has one. Hare Krishna, all glories to Shri Krishna. Gaur Premanande.
Salinas Patichur Maharaj
Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.